for the morning to you, Cisa. You smoothie, me ice cold pizza. Cafe ole, latte da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake up bomb. Cause we both know that His mercy flows in the morning.
No, I'm serious.
Everybody, let's clap in front here. Come on.
We'll be right back. Father God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, God, I cannot express the level of my thanks to you this morning. You see, Father, I understand a tiny bit of your ways. And your ways are perfect. But, not the but is on you, God, the but is on me. Because I don't try to figure you out. I'm not smart enough for that. But my attempt is to follow you by faith. And you got these voices, God, you know, voices of the people, voices of the world, voices of the media, and they're all clamoring, they're all loud, they're all demanding. But God, your voice, your voice is comforting. Your voice can even be frightening. But this morning, my prayer is, help me to only follow your voice. Grant me even more ability to discern those voices. Give me the difference. Give me the difference. Even when the voice is close to me. Even when the voice is looking at me trying to discern how to get me to believe those lies. Lord God, awaken my spirit to be able to discern even more the clever wiles and tricks and voices of the enemy. That's what I pray for this morning. And I pray, God, that your people will not continue to allow themselves to be deceived by those false voices. You know, God, I ask them all the time, you know, I say, you got all these people running around here saying, I'm going to teach you to hear God. You got to hear God. Hear God. Well, brothers and sisters, God, help me. I want them to be able to hear the devil. Because the devil can disguise his voice so close to God that, Father God, they think it's you. And it's the devil. So this morning, my prayer for the body of Christ. Yes, God, we do need to hear you. But not only do we need to hear you, we need to know you. And we need to know the voice of the devil. Because that's the one that's trying to steal our lives, steal our blessings, steal our joy, steal our peace. Help us to know and be able to discern the voice of the devil. And I thank you for that this morning. I thank you for that this morning. In Jesus' name I pray. Taline, I'm going to open this mic up here. And yeah, I got my binders. I got the white binder. Now I know why God had me do that. And I got the black binder. So now instead of getting one message every morning, it looks like I'm going to have to get two. But with the help of the Lord, I can do that. Only with his help. Thank you. And I got some things really to share with you. But before, I want to start this day off right. I'm going to try to do it every week. I want to open up. The last four is 7800. I'm opening up your mic. And I don't know if the other person is on here. I pray they are. I'm going to look. But I want you to hear this testimony. 7800. Your mic is open. Good morning.
Good morning. Praise the Lord, Dr. Erica. This is Sister Kristen. Amen. Amen. I'm going to share my testimony this morning. God has been so good. He is so good. As some of you may know, back in June, my family and I, we came to Dalton and spent some time with Dr. Erica. And primarily for my daughter, but all of us, you know, were ministered to. And after meeting with Dr. Erica on the 13th, I had a very complicated situation. I had sold my house 3 years ago and moved in with my parents. And in the midst of it, it was meant to be a very temporary thing. I wanted to kind of get myself together and maybe do some real estate investing and pay off some debts and that sort of thing. And so, but it wound up being 3 years, and I had gotten involved with someone who's a real estate investor and gotten to some dealings that were not beneficial to me. And so I felt like I was in bondage and I couldn't move forward. And I knew that I needed to get out of my parents' home and buy a house. And but I felt trapped. And so when I met with Dr. Erica on the 13th, she had told me, she said, you're going to find a house in 7 days. This is on the 13th of June. And so we went back to the hotel and the kids and I were like looking at houses, and we found a house and everybody agreed on it, which never happened. So we found this house in Ashland, Virginia, and I'll get to that in a minute, why that's so significant. We found this house, everybody agreed on it. And so, when I got back home to Richmond, I went ahead and set up a time to go and see it. Also during this time on the 13th, also Dr. Erica prophesied. She had said, in 7 weeks, you're going to be in your house. You know, that's going to be a done deal. And so I looked at my calendar and I marked off 7 weeks from that date. And that was the 2nd of August, which is a Sunday. So yesterday was the 3rd. And praise the Lord, I closed on my house yesterday. And yes, amen. Amen. And it was so amazing because it was totally by faith, because I did not have money to close on a house. Okay, I did not have money to close on this house. Looking at my account, and maybe if I didn't, you know, for the next 6 weeks, didn't pay any bills or feed my kids, maybe I might have got close, but I was not where I needed to be. And God miraculously provided for those closing costs. Oh my gosh, miraculously. And it was so awesome because if I could just backtrack real quick and let me know if I'm talking too long. Back on December the 10th of 2019, I had a dream. And basically, I was in this little small town, which Ashland's a very little small town in Virginia. And I was with a high school friend of mine, and we're walking in this town, and we come to this property, and it was an open house. And I needed to use the restroom, and so the realtor at the open house said, come and use the restroom, and then come and look at this house while you're here. And so we walk, this is in the dream, so we walk in this house, and as I'm looking around this property, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is awesome. This is exactly what I need, and it doesn't require a lot of work, and it's perfect. So in this dream, then I see my pastor in this dream, and my pastor is holding this little wooden cross given to me by Dr. Erica, okay? And my pastor is waving, and she's like, this is good, Kristen, this is good. You need to get this house. This is cute. And so that was December 10th. So when I started this transaction, just all these people that were mentioned in the stream actually played a part in this transaction. So Dr. Erica, of course, she's the one who prophesied it, okay? And the little cross my pastor was holding was the one Dr. Erica gave me. My pastor, who was also, she's a healthcare worker like myself, when I found the house, I called her and I said, Pastor Rhonda, you know, I'm looking at this house. in Ashland. She said, well, I'm just seeing my last patient in Ashland. I'll come and meet you. So she met me at the looking at the house, and she was like, oh, my gosh, Kristen, this is you. And I've known her for many years. She's like, you know, she's like, this is your house. This is your house. So as I had done research on this house, because I always look into research everything, I found out, you know, who owned the house. I found out the lady had passed, and her daughter was the executor of the will or whatever. And so my pastor was like, you know, I think I went to high school with her. So she went ahead and she Facebook messaged her a very nice little thing and said, you know, my friend is looking at your mother's house. You know, please consider her. Just something very simple. And I was so that was part of the process. I was blessed in this deal. They paid all the closing costs, okay, which was amazing. And I left my closing yesterday with a check for $10,000, okay?
Yeah.
Walked away with $10,000 check in an envelope that they gave me. Oh, my gosh, so awesome. Oh, my goodness. I'm just trembling right now. It was just so awesome. And
yes, tell the rest of it.
Oh, yes. Okay, so Ashland, Virginia. So it's so significant because, okay, so going back, there's a lady named Ruth Ward Heflin. And I remember years ago, I heard a testimony. I don't know if y'all know John Paul Jackson. He's gone on to be with the Lord, but he considered himself a ninth hour prophet. And anyway, so he's gone on to be with the Lord. But anyway, I had heard his testimony, and basically Ruth Ward Heflin, who lived in Israel at the time, she was a great woman of faith. She got on, and she was like, I need to tell a young man that they need to walk in their calling, okay? And she was in Israel. She got on a plane. She didn't have any money, and that's how she rolled. She never, when she would go somewhere, she would have one little bag and, like, no money, okay? So she's in Israel where she had a ministry, and she goes to the airport with no money. Some man walks up to her and gives her the money for the plane and gets on the plane, goes to, I think I want to say Texas or somewhere in Texas, and she goes there, and she's on this radio show for, like, a week. And she's, you know, during the show, she's saying that this man, you know, has a calling and whatever. And John Paul Jackson's listening. And finally, he's like, well, I'm just going to call in. And so he calls in, and she's like, well, what took you so long? And basically, she was the catalyst to his calling, to him walking in his calling as a prophet. And I heard that story. I was like, oh, my gosh, this is like her faith. I'm like, this is amazing. Well, of course, I do my research, and I realize her family has a campground in the city, in the little city of Ashland, near where I live. And she, toward the end of her life, the last maybe couple years of her life, she actually ran the campground. But it's like the Pentecostal campground. It's this big place, and they have services there, and there have been a lot of healings, and you know, a lot of things have gone on there. So, a lot of miracles, yes. It's just an awesome place. And during this time when I was at my parents' house, that's a place that I would go just to get to pray. Like, I would just go drive to the campground because it was just so sweet there. And I love my parents. They're lovely people, but they run the TV a lot. And I can't, you know, they're older. But so I would just go there and just spend time there and pray. And it was just like a little place of refuge for me. So I always just had a connection there. So on the 20th, when Dr. – I don't know if y'all remember going back the 20th of June, Dr. Erica said something on the 20th, you know, something was going to happen. She was waiting for that date. And on that day, that morning, I don't know if y'all remember, she talked about the glory train. And then she had said for me how that mantle of Ruth Ward Heflin was, tell me if I'm getting it right, Pastor Erica, was okay. Something that I've been, make sure I'm getting it right, that's something that's been passed on to me. And there's
right.
A reason for me to be in that little city of Ashland. And I'm right in the middle, and just like in an awesome spot. And praise God, it is God's house. And through this whole process, I've been like, oh, God, I don't have the money. It's your house. Work it out. And he worked it out. So we are moving into God's house in the next couple weeks. So amen. Praise God.
I did hear you say you left the closing table buying a house without the closing costs with a check for $10,000.
With a check for $10,000. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
You see?
God is good. Can I add another little thing in here I didn't tell y'all? This even gets better, okay? So I'm a business owner. I've been in business since 2012, right? And during this whole COVID thing, you know, I'm associated with the Small Business Association. And, you know, a lot of people were like, you know, you need to – people have been at, you know, would go to the SBA. They have all this loan money and things like that. And so during this process, the Lord kept saying, go ahead and apply. Go ahead and apply. Now, you know, during – when you're trying to buy a house, you don't need to be applying for nothing, okay? And so, but I went ahead and did it. And I just did it for like, because the Lord told me, but I really, God forgive me, I just didn't think, you know, I think government, I'm like, nothing's going to happen, you know. And I had never met anybody that did get any support. I put that application, let me tell you this, I did that application one night, it's like late at night. It took me about maybe 30 minutes. You know, you have to put in all your business information and your light, all that kind of stuff, right? I did it, got an email. They were like, you are approved for $40,000. $40,000 for small business loan because of COVID. You know, they're like, it may be, you might not have to pay it back. But, of course, you know, I have a very, very, very low interest loan, and it's for 30 years. It's like $200 a month. And I was like, there's no way. I was like, there is no way that these people have just loaned me $40,000. And so I just put the information in. Do you know they wired me $40,000 in 3 days for my business?
Well,
$40,000.
Well, that's all I could say. Well, next. But, Kristen, you're a believer.
Yes. Amen.
And you raised your kids as worshipers.
Yes.
You are our worshipers.
Thank you, Jesus.
We think it's too small. I've been trying to tell the deadline that, you know, they think I'm just talking in the air. I'm not. My mouth is an oracle of God if you believe it. We're not going through all this persecution, all this hell for no reason. It's to go through it. It's to get on the other side of the cross, where the blessings are. I'm so happy. I'm so happy. Why am I happy? Because God came through. But you had to believe it. You had to believe God and not the devil. And that is so important. Now, I didn't even know all the other part of the testimony, but I'm just happy. I'm happy for you. But I can tell this deadline one thing, and you can attest to this. You paid your dues, didn't you?
Yes, ma'am.
You paid your dues.
Yes.
And those angels just dropped down in the sky.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, I got another testimony on here of another sort. And I believe she's on here. Let me see. I'm going to do these testimonies once a week because they build your faith. They build your faith. And you see, some of you think the deadline is where you are. I'm not there. Wherever you are, I'm not there. Because if you're not being blessed, if you're not overcoming the devil, I'm not there. But you need to come up. You need to come up to where you're supposed to be, seated on the right hand of the Father in Christ Jesus. How could you think if you're where you're supposed to be, you're not being blessed? How could you think that? How could you think you're not supposed to be blessed? How can you think demons supposed to run your life? They're not. They exist. We know they exist. Jesus told us to overcome them and keep on going. Up, not down. Up. And a lot of people are going to say, well, I don't believe Christian testimony. It doesn't matter whether you believe it or not. He the ones who go to the bank and write a check for 10 grand and it won't bounce. So it don't matter whether you believe it or not. Who made you a judge anyway? Judge yourself.
Amen. Amen.
What do you believe? Some of you think you ain't worth $40,000. Some of you think you're not worth $4,000. Some of you think you ain't worth $400. Whose fault is that? It ain't Jesus. Because Jesus said your worth is unfathomable to him. He said, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. What he feels about you. Now, let me see if I can open this other one up. Right here. Shirley, your mic is open. I would like to hear your testimony.
Good morning, Dr. Erica.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Ted Line. How are you? I'm from New Jersey, and I have a testimony today. I was listening to the TED line about 2 weeks ago, and during Dr. Erica was doing the deliverance, and she said someone has something in their right breast and it's coming out. So as soon as she said that, I felt like a burning sensation in my breast, and the pain just left my breast, and I claimed that healing in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you.
And what happened? But you see the breast, too.
I've seen the nipple change on the breast.
Did you do it?
No, I didn't do it. God did it.
God did it. But
yes.
You believed it. You believed it.
Yes, I believe he did. Yes. Yes, I did.
Brothers and sisters,
yes, I did.
It's all about what do you believe? What are you willing to believe? Now, her knees at this moment or that moment was a physical manifestation of a healing in her breast.
Yep.
When Christian came here, she came to bring her young daughter. And who did God minister to? The whole family. Because the whole family came.
Amen. Amen.
And the whole family came into agreement in the hotel room here in Dalton on the house. And the whole family go move in the house. Brothers and sisters, you call to believe. You call to believe. And Sister Shirley,
yes.
You ain't seen nothing yet. You hear me?
Yes.
I want to give you a scripture.
Okay.
34:15. Can you post that, Jessica? And Caroline, I want to give you all the scripture. Psalm 103:1-8. I was writing that one fast. In Psalm 103:1-8. You see, God is also your benefactor. That means he delivers you from devils to deliver you into his promises, into his blessings, into himself. but some of you are resisting him. I've been telling you that a long, long time. You're resisting him because the first thing out your mouth, the devil's this, the devil's that. That's why I told somebody, don't talk to me in English anymore. You, this person, you talk to me in scripture. I don't understand your English. You got to talk to me in scripture. I will hear nothing from you in English. Why? Because your English is polluted and perverted. The devil is not going to bless you. The devil comes to steal your blessing, kill your blessing, and destroy your blessing. Brothers and sisters, please get this. Please get this. You must become what Jesus is making you to be. And that is the overcomer. The reason I wanted you to hear these testimonies, because of people like Benny Hinn and some other folks, the devil trying to turn you off of the fact that God can bless you financially. Well, I'm trying to turn you back on by allowing you to hear a living witness, a living testimony, that God can deliver you from that poverty and that poverty mindset. God can deliver you from mammon. Now, these testimonies are not out there written last year. I'm talking Kristen closed on the house. Was it this week or last week? This week.
Yesterday.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yesterday.
And the seventh week.
Yes, exactly, to the day. Well, the end of the seventh week was on Sunday, so I scheduled it for Monday, which was yesterday.
Wow.
Amazing.
Wow. But the day you knew you were going to close was when? The day you knew you had.
The day I knew I had it was the seventh day, because you had said in 7 days you will have your house. My contract went in and was approved on that seventh day.
Oh,
that was the 20th. The 20th. It was the 20th.
Okay.
June 20th. Yes.
Okay. Brothers and sisters. All the men and women of God aren't liars. All the men and women of God are not out here trying to destroy your faith through lying. God got some people that are real. And the greatest experience we can ever have is to have the opportunity to run into one of them, or two of them, or three or four. The more, the better. But you're not going to run into them if you load it up with doubt and unbelief. If you let your doubt and unbelief cover everything, then that's all you're going to run into is negativity, doubt, and unbelief. It will enhance your life. That's why I tell you, it's not going to enhance mine. I'm not going to let it, it's not going to happen. No way. And you have to take that same position. I don't care what the devil throws, and he's going to throw a lot. And your job is one by one, defeat it and move on. One by one, defeat it and move on. Defeat it and move on. And Nadia got a testimony. I just got the email. Nadia, you want to give your testimony? How cool? Because nobody thought that was going to happen either. But I knew when you came up here and you kicked that soccer ball down that field.
Amen.
That those girls were pulling for you. They were pulling for you.
Yes.
Nadia, what's your last score? Yes, sir. What's Nadia's last score? See, brothers and sisters, God is good. The devil is bad. Rebuke the devil, bless God, and move on into his promises. That's what we have to do. We got to multitask. We got to go forward as we binding up and rebuking and stopping the devil at the same time. Now, God has given some of you time enough where you can do more than one thing now in the kingdom. And it's time to get busy. Jessica, I don't know what your class for. Jessica, I just opened your mic. Where's Nadia?
Praise the Lord. Let me get her. One moment.
See, Nadia live in Texas. If she go to school outside of Texas, anywhere, it costs a lot of money because she'll be a foreign student.
Good morning, Dr. Erica.
Good morning, Nadia. I just got your email. What does it say? Tell the headline what it says.
I got accepted to Dalton State yesterday. I had checked my email and I said, does that say what I think it says? And I said, oh, I have to tell Dr. Erica right away because when I had gone up there to visit, I had, of course, I told my testimony, how I played soccer with them and everything. And I was like, oh, I'm going to come back. I'm going to come back. And then I said, well, how am I going to get there? And then I think it was maybe in November, December. Well, after that, Dr. Erica, you had called me back and you said, I think you should really consider going to college, you know, that should be one of your goals. And I said, okay. So then I started looking into it more. And then I was trying to work that way, but I said, well, I don't know how I'm going to get there because I was thinking of like the money and the schooling and the grades, and you have to do a lot of testing to get there and your scores are supposed to be really good. And I was like, okay, God, I really want to go there. And everybody's like, well, that's a good goal, but I don't know. Like, and I said, no, I think God told me I'm supposed to be there. And so I was trying to study to take the test, but it's really hard. And in high school, my grades were just kind of average. And I was, like, barely getting by for a while. And so to, like, normal people, they would be like, oh, you're not going to make it. But then I said, well, I'm going to do it anyways. And so because of the virus, they had started waiving the testing scores and the fee to pay it. So I said, I'm just going to do it. So then I did it. And they had got back to me yesterday. And then that's when they said, oh, you're accepted. You can come by, like, next week to your class if you want. And I said, what? Oh, my gosh. And I said, okay, well, I was like, well, God tested me. I wasn't ready yet. So I'll be there in the spring. So in January, I should be starting my classes for that.
And when you kicked that ball down that field, I knew all those girls wanted you. God, you were bringing before you ever got here.
Yes.
But this too. Last week they called her back for her job. Her job now, and she had to make a choice whether to go back to her job, which I felt was done with this COVID thing anyway. But she kept her faith in full, and God did it.
Yeah, it was also like, I really had to make that decision and trust God because, of course, they were calling. They're like, okay, well, do you want to work? And, you know, then there's people around me and they're like, well, you're not working. What are you doing? And I was like, no, no, no. Like, I'm like, I had to talk to God every day. I'm like, I'm trusting you with this because I'm believing that I'm going to get to that point, even though it looks like it wasn't possible. And then God did that for me, and he just opened that door. And I said, wow, that was really awesome because there's no other way that I could have done it without him because Like, really? If you were, like, looking at my high school grades and everything like that and the circumstances, because I'm here in Texas and it's all the way over there, like, there's no other way that I could have done it without God.
Brothers and sisters, guess what?
Everybody just clap in front of here.
Is a liar, says he can give you everything that you desire. and we gon' stay and watch him burn. Messing with the devil, don't believe a single word. Cause when we get to heaven, we gon' stay and watch him burn.
Taking a second look, I discovered a struggle.